possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our final hour together here today. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony was with us throughout the first hour. He's in Minneapolis. They're not going to let him back in Minneapolis, Scraby. He attended the Lynx game last night, the WNBA game.
Yeah.
And the Lynx had only lost one game at home all year.
Yep.
Now they've lost two.
Yep.
He was witness to them losing, so they may not want him back in Minneapolis. Tony and Jesse have the call of Padres Twins coming up. At 5:10, first pitch at Tarjay Field.
I was like, what? Tar?
Tarjay Field. My wife and family members call it Tarjay Boutique.
Oh, yeah. A boutique.
Boutique, yeah. Tarjay Boutique. It's not Target. It's
So it's not a worldwide conglomerate?
No, Tarjay Boutique. To them, it's something much more than just Target.
Okay. You know, Target, I used to go to all the time, but Target's men's clothes have suffered. I don't like anything there.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to call it a boutique. My wife and her friends will. Xander Bogaerts to the 10-day injury list, and probably going to be a whole lot longer than 10 days. Displaced fracture of the ankle. Hurt it on all those foul balls that kept hitting off the inside of his left leg, ankle area, of course. Kevin Acey says touch and go, whether Bogaerts will be back for the playoffs. But Xander Bogaerts, as you heard him say about 20 minutes ago right here on the show, said, nope, he's planning on being in the lineup for a postseason. So he has nice bones. He said it straight up. I have nice bones.
One of my favorite comments of the year.
It was a good one. It was a good one by Xander. So hopefully he's right and he is back. But for the time being, at least Jose Iglesias takes over at shortstop. He'll be there tonight against the Twins. A couple of other things to touch on here. Aztecs did win comfortably last night. Good start to their season, 42-0. I don't know if you saw any of the game at all, Scraby, because you were working and you were, you know, hustling home for the fantasy draft. Yeah. Three plays into the game. Maybe four. Their new quarterback, Jaden Denegal, takes off on a scramble and gets, you know, tackled. Didn't look anything too bad. Comes up holding his left shoulder and goes right off the field.
Ugh.
And I'm thinking, no way.
Wait, like when was this in the game?
Four plays into the game.
Oh, I missed this completely.
Yeah, I'm like, no way. They can't. The Aztecs are unlucky, but even they can't be that unlucky.
Four plays.
Right, that their new quarterback, the guy who's going to, you know, hopefully bring them out of, turn everything around. But thankfully, I guess it was just a, you know, stinger or something. Anyway, he was back in there like four, maybe three or four more plays. He came back in, he finished the first drive, and so that was fine. But a little bit of a scare there. Lucky Sutton, the young man out of Cathedral, Braden Suprenant's like best buddy in the world. Lucky had 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. Ran the ball well last night. And as I said, the defense did not even give up 100 yards in the entire game. So that's a pretty good start.
And when people say, oh, it's just against Stony Brook.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I say? Well, they did what they were supposed to do against Stony Brook.
Right. I mean, they're not
the only, happy.
And they're not the only team that's going to play somebody like Stony Brook. I mean, Georgia's playing Marshall tonight or tomorrow. You know, so these teams, a lot of teams open with games like this. You know, we'll find out more about the Aztecs September 6th, a week from Saturday, when they play at Washington State. But at least this was something good to build on.
Yes, definitely.
For Sean Lewis.
That had to have felt good.
I thought much better than last year when they played, you know, Texas A&M Commerce or something. And they won, but they were losing at halftime. And I was like, uh-oh, this isn't great.
Yeah.
So they ended up winning that one. But last year, I think they had 16 penalties in the first game. This year, 7. So much better.
Clean that up. You're going to be running laps forever, guys.
Yeah, right. That's right. That's what Kirk Kenny told us. When they did the penalties, get them laps. I'm trying to find some good news. So here's the best I got for you. I think this is pretty good because I know how we as a Padre fan base feel about this player. You're going to be happy when I tell you that the Boston Red Sox, moments ago, maybe not moments ago, but
today,
a little while ago, released Walker Buehler. Just cut him loose.
I believe if they, I was reading this earlier, I believe if they claim him, if someone claims him today, he will be eligible for the postseason. But if he doesn't get claimed today, he's not eligible for the postseason.
I would think he's got to get claimed before the end of August. That used to be the rule anyway.
Yeah. Oh, before the end of, okay, so they might have a couple more days.
Might have a day or two, but Buehler's 31 years old, had a 1-year, $21 million deal with Boston. He's out now. We would be a little surprised. He was 7-7 with a 5-4-5, but one of his really good games was here against the Padres.
Oh, yeah.
On that Friday night, he pitched well. And Buehler, I mean, we don't like this guy.
Okay, it is September 1st. I'm being notified.
Okay,
so they have until September 1st.
So they got a couple of days to get
in order for him to be on the
playoff roster.
Somebody
wants to claim him, but he was one of the heroes of the Dodgers winning the World Series last year, certainly against the Yankees. He got the final 3 outs. He pitched 5 shutout innings in Game 3. So he had a good World Series. That's not that long ago. Should I even ask? Would we even consider it?
I was just thinking he could be picked up for veteran minimum. They don't have to pay him a lot of money. The Red Sox are going to have to pay his contract because they're the ones who let it go. Baseball has such complicated contract rules.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Either way, I say kick the tires.
Here's the only reason I would do it, because I don't like the mixture. It's a bit of an oil and versus water mixture, because Walker Buehler probably isn't all that well loved by the Padres themselves.
I don't know.
Not just us fans. There's a lot of balls thrown at heads.
That's true.
You know, they
but if he can help them win, they will welcome him in with open arms.
But do we try it? But here's the only reason I would even think about it. I don't want to see the Mets claim Walker Buehler. I don't want to see the Cubs pick him up and then go into a playoff game in Wrigley Field. And there's Walker Buehler, who's, you know, we struggle with.
I wonder.
So you ever claim a guy to keep everyone else from claiming him? Although, now that I say that, I believe the Mets would have first choice because it goes by worst record. I'm just saying, I don't really want Walker Buehler, but I also don't want somebody else to have him in the National League.
Some are saying that the Dodgers could even claim him back, but
yeah, anybody could claim him back.
I don't think he likes the Dodgers anymore.
No, my point is anybody can claim him back, but it goes in order of record. So the worst record, like the Rockies would get the first shot at him.
I know what you're saying.
I don't think the Rockies will take him, but I'm just saying that's... So the Mets would actually choose... They say no. Cubs would choose. They might say no. Then the Padres, they might say no, etc. So, anyway. It's just...
The Phillies, too. I mean, the Phillies have a good record, but
they have a better record than the Padres. So
the Padres
could
block him.
We could keep the Phillies from getting him. It's going to be something to keep an eye on. And I think it is because somebody will take a shot on Walker Buehler. The guy was a World Series hero 11 months ago.
Oof, he's had a rough year. I knew it
I
was
just
rough.
Said he was. 7-7, 5-4-5.
Yeah.
But the one game he pitched well was against the San Diego Padres right here on
so
a Friday
So just claim
night.
Him so that you don't have to face him.
I wouldn't put it past us. Put him on the roster, make him the 10th guy on the, you know, coming out of the bullpen, pitch him in some mop-up roles, see what he can do. But then he's not pitching for the Mets or the Cubs or the Phillies against you in October. He's dangerous in October,
I feel like Walker Buehler
is
the type of guy who will be motivated by this as well. I don't think he likes that he signed there and then they got rid of him before the season was over.
I don't think him, you know, I don't think he feels too good about it either, Scrabe. So, all right, that's that. Any football news of interest? Yes. One quick football note. More reason why the Dolphins are going to have a horrible season. Their offensive or outside linebacker coach, Ryan Crow is his name, arrested on a battery charge, apparently beating up somebody that he lives with.
Oh.
The alleged victim declined to offer a formal statement. Witnesses saw this happen, said the victim looked terrified. And then the witnesses said that Crow stopped beating up the person when he noticed that they were watching him.
Okay.
Dolphins have put him on administrative leave. What a franchise that is. I'm so proud to root for them.
I was going to say, I'm going to bring it back to Walker Buehler after okay. that uplifting story.
Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Matt on the chat says, if you claim him, you pay him what's left of his contract. So it would be like a prorated thing. He okay. was getting paid a good amount of money.
$21 million. So maybe 1 month of that would be
what's 21 divided
three or 3 million, 1/7.
That might outprice him.
I don't know. Is it going to? Would you pay $3 million to keep Walker Buehler from signing with the Phillies or the Dodgers?
I got to know how close they are to the luxury tax because I don't think they would go over for Walker Buehler.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's something we should keep a little bit of an eye on. Somebody's going to take him, right? Some contender. Maybe somebody in the American League will take him.
Yeah.
And then we don't have to really
worry
about it.
I would definitely see a team taking him.
For sure.
He's serviceable. And right now, like you said, you can't trade for anyone, so this is your next best bet.
Very good point, Mr. Scraby. Wow. Can Walker Buehler play shortstop? All right.
Maybe.
More Gwen and Chris coming up. We have our countdown in this hour. We'll get into the NFL season coming up with our countdown. Stick around for
that.
Can
we talk about...
And you want to talk... Yes. You've been dying about this story. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
There was a major, major brouhaha at the U.S. Open tennis a couple of... Was it yesterday or 2 days ago? I think it was yesterday. Major brouhaha, name-calling, social media stuff, almost a fight on the court, racial implication. I mean, everybody has an opinion on this. So we'll give you ours when we come back after some traffic.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, back at you here at 321. Chris Ellen, Scraby, Odyssey Palace Studio, Sam Levitt. In with the pregame show, 4 o'clock. And Sammy will have more sound from Xander Bogaerts. We played you some earlier. Xander landing on the 10-day IL today with a displaced fracture of the left ankle. That's a result of continually fouling balls off that left ankle.
I hate to correct you, but it's the foot.
Thank you. Oh, it's a displaced fracture. Oh, it's not the ankle.
Non-displaced fracture in his foot.
No, please correct me, because I'd rather be correct.
I'm in a good mood today, so I don't want to
I'd rather be correct for a change rather than just, you know, throwing stuff out there.
He's got a broken arm, everybody.
It's going to really be tough. All right.
We have an update, too.
Yes, we have an update on Michael King and also Mr. Merrill.
Yes.
So I'll let you... give that.
Kevin AC is reporting that Jackson Merrill is in Arizona getting live at bats. Looks like return next week versus Orioles if all goes well. Michael King threw a simulated game against minor leaguers in Fort Wayne today. 4 innings, 60 pitches. Orioles series also seems likely for his return. So there you go. That's good news, Chris.
There I go.
That's good news.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. We should get them both back, you're saying, for the series...
starting Monday
against Baltimore. By the way, next week, I don't know what day it is.
Sheet.
Oh, I did it yesterday.
Here it is. September 10th. Oh, that's not next week. Never mind. It's when the Reds come in. There's going to be a Dylan Cease bobblehead.
His no-hitter bobblehead.
Did everybody know? We ran into this note earlier, and now I'm going to give it publicity.
Why?
Some guy sent us a thing and said, hey, if you ever want to do a fun interview, you should get this guy. He's the CEO and founder of the National Sports Bobblehead Museum, which is located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Who knew there was such a thing?
I had no idea.
But I'm assuming that this guy probably has every bobblehead from every team and every sport.
But how is that even possible?
That would be a lot of bobbleheads,
right?
Let me
look this up. Bobblehead Museum.
Yeah, look up the Bobblehead Museum. See what he's working with there.
Oh, well, the first pictures I saw were there's lots of bobbleheads.
Oh, I can imagine he's got a few.
Oh man, yeah. It says check out our every category imaginable, sports to pop culture to politics.
Oh, even pop culture, not just sports.
Oh, they have a Martin Luther King Jr. bobblehead.
Not
here.
Just sports, then. So even more.
Yeah, they have. Incredible. Oh, well, look, Chris, look, they have a Tua bobblehead on the front page.
Is it broken?
Yeah, his head's lying on the ground.
Who knew? Big powerhouse performance last night by Mr. Schwarber, Kyle Schwarber. And it was kind of timely because you and I, part of our daily gambit yesterday was deciding who would have more total bases, Schwarber or Aaron Judge. Both Tony and I said Schwarber, and we said because he looks like he's going to hit a home run every time up. But he was in an 0-for-20 slump, which you pointed out, and you picked Judge.
I did.
But Schwarber last night, 4 homers, big 4 home run game. He's up to 49 now. So he's one off the 50 mark. He has broken the second most Phillies ever, passing Mike Schmidt. Ryan Howard is the Philly record holder at 58.
So Schwarber has a month.
He's got a month to catch Ryan Howard, but Schwarber has a chance to certainly going to be the 34th player in history to reach the 50 home run mark. Hits four last night. It was the third time this season that has happened, which is nuts because it's only the 21st time it's ever happened.
That is nuts.
And to give you an idea of how few that is, that's fewer times than a perfect game has been thrown.
Which, right? Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I can't believe it.
So there's been more perfect games in the history of Major League Baseball than there has been four home run games. But now there's been three this year. And we know Schwarber. The last one was your guy.
Nick Kurtz.
Nick Kurtz of the A's. And the first guy...
Oh,
it was a guy the Padres are a little more familiar with at the moment.
Yeah.
Eugenio Suarez.
We were looking for that before the show.
Yeah, we were trying to find it. Yeah, Eugenio did that this year also. So three guys have done it this year. Schwarber is a masher.
Oh, yeah.
I like Schwarber. I don't like him against us, you know. I mean, I'm not going to root for the guy. But I just like watching him play. He's a little husky, you know what I mean? He's kind of my type of guy. He's not, you know, he's not cut like the rest of these athletes. But when he digs in there, he just looks like he's ready to hammer the ball.
And he does hammer the ball.
And when he hits them out, they go out. Like I think he's still got the Petco Park record, does he not?
He has to.
Against Darvish.
I don't know. Who hit the... Devers hit a pretty deep home run the other day.
The other day, Devers hit a long one. I don't know that that broke Schwarber's mark. That was the one he hit against Darvish in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching it from the stands. We had the... Where we were sitting, we had the perfect angle of the arc.
Yeah, it was not a fun to watch, but
it
was quite
wow.
breathtaking. It was definitely quite breathtaking.
If I'm going to Philly to watch some games... I'm going to go sit in that little area where Schwarber hits his home runs to, like the right center field area.
He hit three of them there last night. He did hit one to left center field. But Schwarber, awesome.
We have to talk about the tennis on the other side before our countdown.
Darn it! Yes, we did
because
need to talk about
the reason
tennis.
I want to talk about it so much is because the whole basis for this entire thing is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life.
Yes, it is. But we'll... okay. Remind me.
Okay, well.
We'll talk about it. We'll also have our countdown, which is NFL-oriented. Sammy at the top of the hour, Padre pregame. Don't go anywhere.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
We here at Ben and Woods hope you have a fantastic Labor Day weekend. We will be back on Tuesday to wrap up everything with the Twins and talk some O's.
Listen to Ben and Woods weekdays from 6 to 10 on 97.3 The Fan.
Chrisello, again, I'm back with you right now talking about my buddies at Spiro's Mediterranean cuisine. So good. So good. Filet mignon kebabs. You never even had something like that. They're so good. Beef and lamb gyros. The Horia Tiki Bowl, which they have at Petco Park. Great way to enjoy Padre baseball while you're having a Horia Tiki Bowl. Look, the Greek salads, soups, hummus, pita. It's all there, and it's all fantastic. Family-owned and operated for over 25 years, and all the recipes that I just talked about, and there's more, of course, have been passed down from Spiro's mother, grandmother before her, right on down to the delicious flavors of the Mediterranean that we get to enjoy in the atmosphere of unique Greek taverna tradition. Coronado location, the ferry landing right by the bay in downtown San Diego. Views of that and La Jolla, corner Prospect of Fay. Classic sidewalk seating there to people watch and enjoy a great, great lunch or dinner at Spiro's with the whole family. Now, also open on the weekends at 10 a.m., both locations serving brunch with favorites like Greek Eggs Benedict. So, you don't have to wait till later in the day. You can start your weekend off there tomorrow at Spiro's. Mediterranean with Chrisello, Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn's in Minnesota. Padres are in Minnesota. Got the pregame show coming up shortly after the top of the hour. We rejoin you here on Gwynn and Chris. Just tuned in. Padres will be without Xander Bogaerts. Big news of the day. 10-day injury list for Xander. Displaced fracture. Of the, what was it, right arm?
Non-displaced.
Non-displaced fracture of the right arm?
No, don't even put that in people's heads. No, the foot.
Foot, Yes.
The left foot, I believe. Very I think good. It's the left one.
I'm sure it's the left one. He kept fouling the ball off of there.
Yes.
All right. So that's, that's troubling.
Troubling is the right word.
Yes. Iglesias will be in there at shortstop tonight. Jackson Merrill and Michael King both hopefully back, according to Kevin Acey's latest. Both will hopefully be back next week for the Orioles series. Padres face the not exactly famous right-hander, Zebby Matthews tonight of the Twins. Pivetta tomorrow. And Sunday, Roku game. So will it even exist?
Yes, it does exist.
Padres don't have a starter named for the Roku game Sunday morning at 10:05 that none of us will get to watch.
Just you.
Just me? Okay. You ask how many people out there are going to dig through Roku to find a way to watch this game Sunday. I bet it's a smaller percentage than you think, sir.
Okay.
All right, we're going to get to our countdown.
Okay.
Get to our countdown before the end of the show, but we have to check some traffic. And then...
No, first do the tennis, then do traffic, and then do countdown.
All right, we'll do the tennis.
Sorry. I just...
Here's what happened in the tennis, and this has been driving Scraby crazy. And it has returned into a national federal case here.
It's insane.
It really has.
Over what? Go ahead. I can't believe it.
Okay, I'll try to explain. Yelena Ostapenko... is the seeded player here. I think she's seeded 25th at the U.S. Open. She's from Latvia. She's been around on the tour for a while. She may have even won a major at one point. I don't recall exactly which one, but I think she won one major. So she's a legit player. The other player, Taylor Townsend from the United States, an African-American young lady who's working her way through the ranks, not quite to Coco Gauff status, but Taylor Townsend's kind of a young, up-and-coming player. And they're playing the other day, and it's on a big court, one of those, show courts, Arthur Ashe Stadium or whatever.
Like center court type thing?
That type of thing. Yeah, I think they have two show courts. It might have been the other one.
Oh, show courts.
Show courts, like a lot of people, instead of just an outside court where
people
are milling around. Okay. This was in a show court where there was people in the stands, 10,000, 20,000 people watching. Townsend getting cheered throughout because she's the U.S. player, right? And I think Ostapenko felt some type of way about that as well, although I don't know if she said so. But, Townsend's getting all the hometown support. Townsend wins the match. And when they go to shake hands at the end, Ostapenko starts basically yelling at Townsend across the net. And we come to find out that what she was yelling at her about was the fact that Townsend, late in the match, hit a forehand that hit the tape, otherwise called the net cord, the top of the net, hit that, popped up in the air, and then fell over on the other side. That gave a key point in the match to Townsend because when the ball does that, the other player can't react normally in time to get to it.
Yeah, it kills all the momentum of the ball.
Right, it changes the direction, everything happens. Townsend, when she hit the shot, did not do what most players do, and this is why Scraby's crazy, but I'm going to say most players, when the ball hits a net like that and goes over, they kind of raise their hand as if to say, I got a little lucky there.
That is crazy to me.
It is. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll go back through it. But most players, men, women, Alcaraz, everybody probably but McEnroe, they raise the hand. They go, hey, I got a little lucky there. And then the other player is, disgruntled, but at least, the other player acknowledged their luck. Anyway, Townsend did not acknowledge it. And Ostapenko thought she was, not displaying good tennis etiquette. And so after the match, screamed at her for not having the tennis etiquette. And then also said, you're not very smart.
Yeah.
You're not very intelligent.
Yeah.
You should know better. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
A few other things.
Yeah.
Townsend's only response was, I let my tennis do the talking.
Yeah.
But this has blown way up.
And I want to focus on.
I know what you want to focus on, but let me just finish up.
Okay.
The fact that Townsend is a black player is part of this. And the fact that Ostapenko said, you're not very intelligent. Not a really intelligent thing to say.
I
straight. And I'm not trying to defend, nor would I ever defend anyone saying what Ostapenko said. But she is from Latvia. Maybe not a 100% smooth on the English language. Sometimes things maybe come out the way you don't want them to. Sabalenka, the top player, defended her to a point and said, look, Yelena's really nice. She gets frustrated. It may have got the best of her. And I don't think she meant what she said. All right. But what Scraby wants to go back to is, why did Townsend even have to acknowledge the net cord in the first place?
I never want to hear about golf being a lame sport ever again.
This drives you crazy.
We're talking about professional sports with lots of money on the line, TV contracts, the entire world watching this tennis match, and she's mad because she didn't say, I got lucky? I don't even have words for how stupid this is.
But it is... okay. In defense of you.
Okay.
Buster only tweeted out, this is the most ridiculous thing
I've ever heard.
Buster said, did Kawhi Leonard apologize for that ball that bounced 10 times off the rim and went in?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got lucky on that one.
Series?
I'm sorry. I got lucky.
Correct.
That's a great comparison.
And he cited a couple of other ones where, you know, a tip pass, you know, nobody runs down the field and goes, my bad. You know, you just take it and run it into the end zone.
Yeah, what about the, like, David Tyree catch? Oh, but it came off my helmet. I'm sorry. I got lucky. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
All right, so you think it's ridiculous.
It makes me laugh.
I think it's a nice touch, and I think it's a sporting thing to do, and I only bring it up because it is a tradition in tennis, and I think that Townsend probably should have known about it. Maybe she did know about it and just didn't feel like doing it at that moment. But I will tell you that there are people who think golf is a little silly for some of the little traditions that golf has. You know, this, that,
and
the other.
You have to be quiet. Okay.
Well, you know, there's etiquette. You don't walk in a guy's putting lane. You get out.
That has purpose, so you don't mess up the grass.
I know. It seems to make sense. But it makes sense to you. It doesn't make sense to everyone else out there. Anyway, that's the big hullabaloo at the U.S. Open.
I mean, like,
I don't know what the actual fallout has been. Has there been any
more? It's fallout, yeah.
It just keeps going.
It does. Yeah. And
I think Ostapenko is going to be like public enemy number one for a while now. Because what she said is just totally uncalled.
I do think
totally
that
uncalled for.
Cultural differences are always a part of this. Because
I think it is a part.
Obviously,
of it.
She's from Eastern Europe, so it's not like she grew up in the United States, but. But still, like, I think she just was mad she lost, and she started screaming things, and
yeah,
she screamed the wrong stuff.
And Naomi Osaka, one of the well-renowned players, said it's really difficult. I think, obviously, it's one of the worst things you can say to a black tennis player in a majority white sport.
I do think
so this has created, you know, the stir that it deserves to have created, and I hope it keeps, you know, even people with a language. Because I always think of myself playing in Latvia. And then the guy's interviewing me after the match, and I have to try to answer questions in Latvian. Probably not going to say everything that I really mean to say.
Yeah, I want to make it clear too. I'm not downplaying the racism.
We're not defending Ostapenko at all.
Originally, before this whole thing blew up into what it is now. We wanted to talk about. I just want to talk about the net cord thing.
You think
the crazy thing that's insane.
Next time you watch any tennis match and a ball tips off the net, I guarantee you the player will put their hand up.
You know, next time I hit a cart path, or if I
and it bounces onto the green,
or it bounces in the fairway,
apologize.
I'm gonna be like, "Hey guys, I'm sorry, I got lucky there."
Apologize, sure.
All right, are we ready for traffic and countdown?
Yep.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's now time for Gwen and Chris to rank their top five of the day.
Gonna grip and rip as usual.
But this isn't just a regular top five list.
I love it. It sounds sadistic, but I love it.
This is the countdown. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's do it. Countdown top five category today will be with the NFL season. Only, what is it? 12 days away, 10 days away from the opener? Soon. No, yeah, less than that. What am I talking about?
It's like six days.
Yeah, six days. Sorry, 6 days.
I know I don't do math, but I can
do that. No, I don't either. Yeah, and I missed badly there. 6 days, next Thursday, opening game. Next Sunday, week from this one. Yeah. By the way, wives? Any wives out there in the audience? I'm sure there are. Might want to grab hold of the husband this Sunday and get done whatever it is you need to get done. Because starting next Sunday, it's going to be harder to get the husbands.
Yeah, make sure that happens on Saturday.
Yes, the husbands, this is the last Sunday that you get the husband's undivided attention, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right, so five bold predictions for the National Football League's upcoming season.
Bold predictions.
Stuff we think is going to happen this year in the National Football League. I'll go first.
Okay, good.
All right, I'm going to reprise one of the ones I said last week when we were kind of kicking around some predictions.
Okay.
Because I thought it was kind of funny and I want to say it again. But I predict, my bold prediction is that by midseason, Mike Tomlin has already punched out Aaron Rodgers somewhere on a sideline. I can't imagine the two of them making it through this season in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be interesting.
It just seems weird to me. I know Tomlin was behind Aaron Rodgers the whole time and the signing of Aaron Rodgers, but I can't think of one guy who's more of a diva and one guy who's less of a diva trying to work together in Pittsburgh. If he doesn't punch him out, I think they do at least announce that they're going to be competing at the end of the season in the next WrestleMania. I just don't think this is going to work out. I just don't.
Mike Tomlin's too calm for me to believe that he's going to get so angry that he's going to blow
right.
up the team.
Yeah, that's a fair point in that regard.
But it's a bold prediction, so we don't have to be living reality.
It's a bold
that.
Prediction, yes, indeed. All right, what you got?
First, if you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. I am craving some pita and hummus right now, Chris.
I'll run and get you some.
Okay, my number five is going to be the Dallas Cowboy fan base gets so mad at Jerry Jones, he has to go into hiding.
Has to go into hiding?
Yes. He's not going to get rid of the team or anything like that, but the Cowboy fan base is done with him after trading Micah Parsons. Done.
You think that they have finally just said that's enough, huh?
They like, just traded a generationally great player for an aging defensive tackle and two first-round picks that you still have to make the right selection on.
What I like to a certain extent, the only thing I like, is that Jerry came right out and looked right in the face of the criticism and said, yeah, this trade makes us much better and gives us a better chance to win this year. Like, really?
Like, well, there's no one something.
But to just go with a bold-faced lie like that and try to get people to believe it, like, who else would do that?
See, billionaires.
I have an example of somebody who I think does that, but I'm not going to say who.
Oh, gosh. I think that Jerry Jones, he thinks that, how do I put this without... He thinks that he's smarter than everyone else and everyone else worships him. So he thinks that by saying that, he's going to be in the clear because fans are just going to buy it. Jerry, I have a little bit of a wake-up call for you. Fans are going to blow up your social media, Cowboys, signs in the stands all season long. They're so angry about this. Not only did Dallas lose Luka Doncic, they also lost Micah Parsons due to trade.
I did see somebody write that the only happy person about this trade was Nico Harrison, the Dallas Mavericks GM.
That's an amazing
because
point.
He now didn't make the dumbest trade of the year in Dallas.
Number four.
We all passed on him because we are sure he's going to get injured. But Sam Levitt drafted Christian McCaffrey in the first round of the fantasy draft. And because of that, McCaffrey's going to stay healthy. And he's going to lead Sammy Lev to his first fantasy title.
Oh, you're calling a fantasy title
championship for Sammy Lev because he had the guts to take Christian McCaffrey when no one else would do it.
Wow, that is bold, I got to say.
Yeah, the odds of him staying healthy the whole season are remote. But if he does stay healthy the whole season, you can't argue that that's probably a pretty good pickup for Sam Lev as the, what was it, 10th, 11th pick?
Yeah, it was down the line for sure. So. All right, my number four is going to be, sorry, Chris, Tyreek Hill is not going to be a Dolphin by the end of the season. He's
not going to be a Dolphin?
He's going to complain so much that they're going to trade him because he does not want to be there. He already said it last year. He's trying to build his trust back with his teammates. But
it's only going to take one moment for him to blow his...
If he's wide open down the field and he doesn't get the ball, he's going to go on the sideline, he's going to throw his helmet, he's going to start complaining, and it's just going
to
be
I hate to tell you, Tyreek Hill's life is in disarray. You know, his wife has left him, and he owes more money than, you know, any athlete in history owes for that marriage that he made a debacle of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tyreek Hill's, everything's gone sideways for him.
It has.
Number three.
All right, I won't use this one then, because I said it last week also. Dolphins won't, like Mike McDaniel won't make it through the season either.
All right.
So, here's one I have. Along with the Dolphins, and maybe these aren't surprises anymore, but I think the Dolphins will finish last this year. I think Dallas will finish last this year, and that is saying something with the Giants still in the division. I also think Minnesota is headed, and I hate to do it to Kevin O'Connell, but I think with the rookie quarterback, there's going to be some growing pains, and I think the other three teams are just better. So those are three surprise-type teams that I think will finish last. Last year, there was at least one surprise team that finished last. It was your guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody could have predicted that.
Nobody could have predicted that.
And it happened.
That did happen.
Yeah.
All right, your number three is that. My number three is that the Giants name Jackson Dart the starter due to social media pressure, and he leads them to the playoffs over Russell Wilson.
Jackson Dart's going to get the Giants to the playoffs?
Yeah, Malik Nabers is that good.
He is good, but
Tyrone Tracy's pretty good, although he fumbles every 5 minutes.
Never mind him. He's not going to play. Scadabo is going to take that
job. Oh, you think
job.
Scadabo is going to be the guy?
I am such a fan of Scadabo.
All right.
But I think that was a great pickup by the G-men.
I know you can't really tell like Scadabo. Anything from the preseason tape, but watching him, he looks the part as a quarterback in the NFL. So
Jackson Dart did have a really excellent preseason.
So there you go.
Russell Wilson starts day one, and then that's pretty much it. for the G-men.
Number two.
Number two.
No, I didn't say that. They're gonna go
that soon.
They're gonna go like 2 and 5, and then it's time for Jackson Dart.
Gotcha. Number two for me, the Chiefs' streak of 9 consecutive AFC West Division championships comes to an end.
Okay.
It comes to an end. They're not going to make it 10 in a row. The only reason I'm saying this is they can't possibly be as lucky this year as they were last year. And if you go back through their season last year, you know what I'm talking about. They won like 7 or 8 games.
I know.
That they just were miracles. And they weren't always Patrick Mahomes miracles either. They were ref calls and guys stepping out of bounds and one, you know, it was just the nuttiest thing. The Chiefs can't get that lucky again. However, even though they will have their 9-year streak of division titles ended, they will not have their streak of 7 straight AFC championship game appearances ended. Mahomes will still lead them to a couple of victories in the playoffs, and they will be back in the AFC title game. There you have that. Do you think Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson will finally beat him in a playoff game?
My number two bold prediction is that the Chiefs finally miss the playoffs.
Oh, they're going to miss it entirely, you say?
They got Travis Kelce focused on his wedding. You got Patrick Mahomes not really sure who he has until Rashee Rice gets back. I think it's a down year for the Chiefs.
Chiefs go all the way out, miss the playoffs entirely.
This may be personal, me being driven personally by my hatred of the Chiefs, but
I'm sure part of it is.
That's my number two prediction.
All right.
Number one
for me, I don't think is that bold of a prediction, but I think a lot of people have forgotten about it. And I'm here to remind them. I thought all last season, and you were the only one I heard say differently. I thought all last season the Lions were the best team in football.
Yeah.
They played an awful game, and they got straight up beat by Washington in that playoff. I have seen over my NFL cheering lifetime at least 10 teams that have had the lowest of lows come back the next year and win the Super Bowl. And it's happened more times than I can count. And I felt for the Lions, a franchise that has disappointed every time, and people were almost saying, oh, here we go again. I just think that's too good of a team. And I do think they're going to have a little issue with the running game because their center retired.
Yeah, Frank
good
Ragnow.
Center, Ragnow. But too much skill, too much talent. I love the Cannibal. I think he's got him.
The Cannibal.
I got the Cannibals, has him totally focused. And I think anytime they have anything go wrong, he just shows a tape of that Washington game and says, you guys want to feel like that again? It's going to be a great motivator. I do know the Packers are better, but I think the Lions still get there. And I think they go back to the Super Bowl for the first time in Detroit history.
Wow, that is pretty crazy.
I don't think it's that bold, though. I mean, they're one of the favorites, certainly, to do that still. Are they not? Or is everybody giving up on them?
No. Okay. One's giving up. They still got their players. They still got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam LaPorta, who Chris wanted until I stole him from him.
They've got your whole fantasy team. Stole everybody from me.
All right, my number one is kind of crazy, but it could happen. Ja'Marr Chase, 2,000 yards receiving. This year.
Has anyone ever done it?
I don't think it. No, I don't.
Receivers never done 2,000 yards?
Has Calvin Johnson done it?
Oh, I know. I think Calvin did it. Let me see. I think Tyreek Hill was going for it a couple years ago, then he got hurt.
He was.
I think, let's see. Tyreek made 1799. Calvin, 1964. That's
so
the record.
2000, 2000.
No one's ever done 2000.
I figured it. I thought it had never happened, but that number one, that's incredibly impressive that he did that in a 16 game season too.
Calvin Johnson, right? Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase gets an extra game,
and I just feel like he's gonna have an insane year.
Do you find it interesting that there's been a handful of guys that have rushed for 2,000 yards, but the pass receiving, you would think 2,000 would be easier. In the sense that you can get 60 yards a chunk
Yeah, but I after watching Tyreek, because I thought Tyreek was going to reach it.
Yeah, he was.
He was on fire. But yeah. I mean, the NFL is so good at adjusting and taking guys out of the game that there are going to be games where Ja'Marr Chase has like, you know, three catches for 30 yards.
Not many.
Not many. You're right.
Not
You're right.
many.
You're right.
2,000 seems possible for Ja'Marr. I will tell you another guy. Let's finish up the show, go full circle. We got a couple extra minutes. We should even invite Sammy in because he's in our fantasy league.
I don't think he wants
to come in. Yeah, I just picked him to win the fantasy league. Tell him. He's going to be excited.
He always stands outside the window and gives us looks of disgust.
But I thought, you know, the Christian McCaffrey thing was interesting in the first round because he probably should go 3 or 4 or 5. And, you know, because everybody's worried, yeah, Sammy was the one who took him. The next guy that I thought was the most interesting was Tyreek because he was at the top of the board midway through the second round and no one took him.
No one.
Until, like, I think Connor finally, my godson Connor, took him in the third round after like 10, 12 people had just passed on him. Talking about one of the best receivers there was 2 years ago, but I think no one believes in this guy anymore.
Why would you?
Yeah, there's not a lot to believe in. But
and why would you believe that Tua can actually get him the ball? I'm not saying that Tua's a bad quarterback. I'm saying he's going to be running for his life the entire season.
Yeah, let's do some remind you of who you're listening to here. All right, Sam Levitt will have much more on all of the Padres stuff. The pregame show is a few minutes away. But if you just tuned in, top of the hour, getting off work early on this 3-day weekend, news of the day, Xander Bogaerts to the 10-day injury list. And, Scraby, tell me what the injury is, because I've messed it up every time.
It's a non-displaced fracture in his left foot.
Sounds okay. So does that sound?
Let me type in non-displaced.
No, here I go, sounding like I stayed at Holiday Inn last night with the doctor. A non-displaced fracture means that.
Oh, here I got it.
It sounds like a hairline fracture in the sense that there's just a cut, but the bone didn't move.
Yes, thank you.
Necessarily.
Thank you, Dr.
Hello. You're welcome. You're welcome.
It does say a non-displaced fracture is a type of bone fracture where the bone cracks but maintains its alignment, typically requiring less intensive treatment. So this is good. If it was displaced, that means he's out for
the year
for sure.
He'd be done for sure. He himself said he's been blessed with nice bones. Those were his words. His bones are very nice.
I think they are.
And he's expecting and hoping and planning on being back for the playoffs. Kevin Acey did tweet out that that is, you know, what is hoped for, but we can't guarantee that that will happen.
Now, we also got an update on Jackson Merrill and Michael King, and Jackson Merrill is taking live at-bats in Arizona, or took live at-bats. He looks like he's going to be back for the Orioles series when they come back to town on Monday, and then Michael King made a rehab start, or he actually just faced live hitters, and he is fine, too. They think he's going to be back for the Orioles series as well.
All right. Long time.
Oh, and by the way, the reason they probably won't have to make roster moves because on Monday, the roster opens up.
Goes up by a couple guys.
Yeah.
But today, McCoy was called up, right? Mason McCoy?
Yes, Mason McCoy was called up.
To replace Bogaerts.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
You want to hear a crazy, I don't like to say crazy, but you want to hear a wild thought? If Tatis, this is from the chat, if Tatis wasn't making the big bucks, he'd be in El Paso.
Okay, let's move on because I can't even go there.
I mean, this is like I don't want to make fun of people, but that is not a truthful statement in any sort of way. Like, why are people mad at Tatis? He had a pretty good week so far.
I thought he started hitting the ball with a little authority, but. I hope it continues. Arise, by the way, tell that fan, is in the lineup batting second tonight, so he'll be happy to hear that. Longtime Giant fans, probably as long as I've been around, so you may not remember this guy, Scraby. Nice relief pitcher in the mid-70s for the San Francisco Giants by the name of Randy Moffitt, passed away today. At the age of 76, Randy Moffitt, famous for a couple of things. He was a first-round draft choice in 1970 for the Giants. He had 96 saves, which is a lot back in the 70s in his career. He's on the Giants Wall of Fame. He's also in the Long Beach State University Athletics Hall of Fame. But what he's probably most famous for is that Randy Moffitt's sister is the great Billie Jean King.
Oh.
Yeah. Billie Jean King, the tennis star, her maiden name was Moffitt.
Okay.
And Randy Moffitt was her brother. Passed away today at the age of 76. Thoughts out to Giant fans and those who might have had occasion to spend a little time with Moffitt, as it were. Tonight, the Reds are playing the Cardinals. Reds have an early 2-1 lead. I will tell you this. The Padres are now 7 games clear of the Reds for the wild card scrape. It's looking better and better. I don't think anybody thinks the Padres are going to miss the playoffs, right? But if, you know, if something did happen and we went into a tailspin, mm-hmm. we got a lot of room for error. I'm just saying.
I agree.
The other one is the Mets.
But I don't like that.
No, I don't want to worry about it, but I'm just saying a 7-game spread is very comfortable right now. The Mets are 3 games behind us. Here's why I don't think the Mets can catch us in the wild card standings.
Okay.
The Mets still have 13 games left on the road against teams with winning records.
Mm.
They have a very, very daunting schedule down the stretch.
I like that.
Padres have only 3 such games remaining. And those will be in New York, as it were, against the Mets. But I don't think the Mets can catch us based on that schedule there.
Okay, I mean, with the Padres having their schedule, this shouldn't.
Padres should take advantage of what they've got coming up. Dodgers, if you're wondering, 2 games ahead of the Padres. Tonight, Dodgers are home to the Diamondbacks. We can all cheer for our friend, the milkman.
Mr. Gallen.
Mr. Gallen is going tonight for Arizona and another one of our favorites, Blake Snell. For the Dodgers.
Former favorite.
Yeah, I still kind of like Blake. I mean, I don't root for him, but I like him. You know, I can separate the two. Kinda. But you're right. In battle, I can't separate the two.
I can't.
Like when he's out there pitching for the Dodgers, and I'm like, ah, no. But, you know, in general, I'm a Blake Snell fan. I'm a Sammy Levitt fan, and he's coming up next with the pregame show. He'll be with you throughout the 3-day weekend, all Padre baseball. Then we come back Tuesday to wrap it all up. And it'll be the 2 days. Stop it, Sammy. We're hurrying. Gwen and Chris, so long. Have a great Labor Day, everybody. Don't labor too hard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.